So Bill's joining in remotely. I'm not sure if Sean is joining or not remotely.
Bill's here.
All right. So we'll go, Bill, what we'll do is as we discussed, we'll have, Lance, you can go through the agenda. Okay. I'll take the minutes, and we'll, you know, do this as we normally do.
All right. So first thing is to approve the agenda.
I move that we approved last month's agenda.
I second it.
Yeah, there's some discussion. You need to remove the line about the supervisor coming from the county.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So there was a schedule conflict, and she couldn't make it.
Right.
Correct. Is he willing to amend his motion?
We'll amend, we'll change it to approve the agenda, removing the Mary Mallory being present for the meeting.
Right.
Okay.
All set?
Yep. Good.
Okay. Next on the list is public comments.
Any public comments?
All good. Okay. All right. Next, the president's report.
Yeah, I just have a couple of things. Number one is thank Rudy for that fixing the Powell building. And is Mark Heron there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank him for the construction up there at Potato Patch. That building is moving along really well. These are two projects that have taken time to get going, and they're much needed and very much appreciated for the effort you guys have put in doing this. And is Victoria there?
Yeah.
Well, Victoria, I was sick the last couple of days. I didn't get to respond to your email. I just saw it here late yesterday evening. So I understand the minutes have been posted, but the treasurer's report has not been yet.
Okay.
Okay, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Secretary's report?
Minutes are sent out from the last minute meeting. No other updates at the current time.
Any sort of motion about waiving the readings?
Someone makes the motion. Rudy, you want to make a motion?
Make a motion that we waive the reading of the minutes.
No, second that.
Okay. Okay. Treasurer's report.
Are we going to vote on that?
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
You do have quorum.
With you on the phone remotely?
That's...
Yes.
Then we have a quorum.
Okay.
All right. Next is treasurer's report from me. We had a kids' day. I broke even thanks to a last-minute donation from a good guy. Bingo was canceled due to cellular fire, unfortunately, but hopefully we'll get that back on track next month. Pancake breakfasts. Netted a little over $800 with another $536 in merchandise. Good job, Karen. I'm continuing research on getting a 637 excise tax exemption. I was talking to Roger about that. That may also cover some of the medical stuff. I'm still looking into that. As for our current statement I received yesterday and started reviewing, total assets are $341,254.98, a little increase over last month's $334,412.61. Cash in the bank is $221,994, and that's an increase over last month's $215,152, a net income of $16,926, up from $9,454, which mostly from donations. So thanks to the community for that. Total liabilities are down to $251, mostly there's been a lot of bill pay activity, and the accountants are staying on top of that. So I did get the packet from the accountants yesterday, and I'll get that posted. Looking at the budget, looks like we're currently on track for this year's budget, which is good. Walker Trash Collection Service, current total liabilities and equity is $29,018.13, which is down a little bit from last month's $30,040.81. And that's my report.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lance, there's a couple of things. This, having this budget reconciliation is nice. We missed that last year. So I think this is really nice to be able to take a look and see. And Karen, with her merchandise, you know, she's doing a knockout job with the merchandise. And it kind of keeps us aware of what's happening with what we're spending and what the budget is. And we're going to have more cash outlays because of the building, the Powell building. And we don't have to go to the community to ask for special funding. There's two sides of that. Number one is we don't get a lot of publicity for the work that's going on, but at the same time, we have enough operating capital to be able to do it. And being able to look at this budget side by side is really pretty good.
Yeah, and I've started tracking some of the larger bills and whatnot, trying to justify it back to make sure, and then that's also good data to hand over for preparing next year's budget.
Right. And then we had talked, Lance, you and I, about the BMO bank account, trying to get a card for Rudy. And I understand now that I'm going to have, or some current signer is going to have to contact BMO to do that. And we haven't gotten you on there as a signer yet. So I'll take care of that this month and make sure that we try to get people who need credit cards.
Okay. And like I say, I've got... I visited a branch and talked to a manager, and I've got a phone number that might help you expedite that. So,
okay, thanks.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Next, fire chief.
five calls. Three were medical, one an injury, and one little fire. Training, we had pump and tender operations and also radio procedures. Fleet, we've had two water tenders complete their annual maintenance. Tender 83 is up next. Facilities, thanks to Rudy for quarterbacking the restoration of Station 1. That's, you know, for the guys who've been around a while, that's a pretty big deal. So thanks to Rudy for that. Personnel, two firefighters attending the Arizona State Fire School for structure fire training. Subsequent to my sending this report out to you guys, we got scholarships to foot the bill to cover those two guys. So I guess I would ask you to add that in. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs, hasn't been a meeting for quite a while. The next one is coming up on August 22nd. PRCC, no report. Procurement. Both of the SCBAs have been ordered. The expectation is by late August, but we'll see when they arrive. Cellar fire recap. This was the third type 1 incident in our area since 2012. And it's not a common occurrence that a 6,000 to 8,000 acre fire becomes a type 1 incident. It's possible that due to a relatively inactive fire season, the resources were simply available for the cellar fire. Additionally, the difficulty of the terrain was such that air support was going to be vital for success, and budgeting for that is typically associated with type 1 incidents. Finally, the values at risk, that being so many homes, could have also been a contributing factor. Lastly, ISO, We successfully maintained our 8B rating with ISO. 8B is the best rating we can get without a hydrant system. We were not expecting our visit until 2024, but they apparently changed to a 5-year cycle from a 10-year cycle. It was a bit of a scramble to pull everything they needed together. We're taking steps to minimize the extent to which future inspections require scrambling. And that's it.
Okay.
Any questions?
Roger, I have a couple questions. I don't know if this is a good place to talk about it, but the repeater up on up on Spruce, that's under contract with the landowner up there, and
yeah.
Haven't really talked about that lately, so I think several of the new board members aren't going to be aware that we have that contract. It's in the secretary's files in there, Clyde, but I don't know how that works, how often that has to be renewed. And probably the same thing with Mark, with his contract up there on the fire station up on Big Bug.
Okay.
And then this chief's meeting, this association, whatever, when you were president, do you guys met more often than that? Or, you know, is that something just they just don't have active leadership anymore? And how important are those meetings? Were those meetings?
No, that is not correct. The last couple of years or so, the meeting that would naturally occur in the teeth of our fire season just hasn't happened due to an expected lack of availability of folks. So that's been the case for a while, and so we're picking back up in August.
Oh, okay.
And I would say that, you know, vitally important, our participation on multiple levels.
Yeah, I agree. I just didn't know, you know, it seems that this year they didn't have as many as they have had in past years. Okay, that's pretty much it for me.
Anything else? I'll make a motion to approve the fire chief's report.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
All right. Next committee reports, firefighter appreciation. I assume that's Johnny O, right?
He and I have been kind of doing this over the years, and I think he's prepared. He's going to come down, do the setup. He has his balloons and the gold rocks and things like that he puts on the tables. I think Matt's in line to do the roast the pig again. The big difference is I won't necessarily be there if I don't have to be. I'd rather not be because of the family commitment, but if I need to be, I will. And then, and that's to cook the extra pork. So that's just been kind of what we've done is had the roasted pig, which is, it's interesting, but it doesn't feed very many people. It's only a 90-pound pig, and it doesn't go very far because it's all bone. So we cook another 60 pounds of pork shoulder and have that, ready. Plus it's a potluck. And beans. We also cook about 8 pounds of beans. So I'll take care of that. If I can't find somebody to do that, I'll be there Sunday morning. But it's an all-day process. You got to get there early in the morning and stay all day. And Johnny will come and do the setup, and then people show up. That's just the way it works.
I'm not mad.
Oh, and the sign, the firefighter, the thank you, is in the kitchen. It's the big banner that goes that we hang up on the fascia board.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it, Bill?
Yeah, that's it for the firefighter appreciation.
Okay. Powell building restoration?
It's pretty much done. It is done. We're just going to put some flashing around the entire bottom of the building like we did here for snow and moisture and things like that. But otherwise, it's done. So we're moving on from that. Interesting little project.
Good.
That's it.
All right.
Rudy, I do. The red firebox that was on the back of one of the trucks that we took off, is that still there so we can store our propane bottles in it, or did that move away, go away?
Oh, we didn't move anything. The only thing I threw away were the doors and that spring. But otherwise, everything should be there, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We moved everything back in. It's, I think Roger and his guys organized it a little better.
We're going to.
Thank you.
Cool. We just don't want to store those propane bottles indoors if we don't have to. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that that box?
It's on the, as you look at the building, it's on the left-hand side.
The pill box on the back of one of the trucks that we have.
It's there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Is that one we need to vote on? Or?
No, we don't.
Okay. Moving on to old business, building maintenance.
What we have left here is we're going to take a look at that ejector pump and see what's needed to take care of that thing. It's been a long time since it's been looked at. And then I'm just going to take a quick run up the hill to take a look, see if there's anything you needed on that fire station up there. But it's kind of a simple building. Otherwise, we don't have anything on the agenda here for the building, kind of routine maintenance. But we are making an effort. Whoever comes out here, we got the refrigerator checked last week. We have the garage door adjusted and the generator. All those contractors that we've called in to take a look at this, inspect it, we put them on a regular maintenance schedule, so we don't call them if I'm gone or whoever's taken over. So they just come on a regular basis. Makes life really easy. So.
If I can put one thing in our domain here related to all of that, it came up during the ISO process, and I don't remember it from 5 years ago coming up.
Yeah.
They wanted info on our maintaining of the generator. So if possible, you know, whatever the conclusion of that is, even if it's just a receipt of us paying the dude, if we just have some sort of documentation of that, if that can be forwarded to me, then...
I'll just send you the report.
Oh, the report. Nice.
Yeah, I did a nice job of detailing it, and so I'll send you that.
It gets better. Yeah, so if that, I guess, you know, enters, you know, this domain, that would be perfect.
Yeah. Got it.
Take care of it.
Okay. Okay. Next is the potato patch building.
That's Mark.
It's come along good. My guess is they're about 6 weeks from completion.
Wow.
So I think we're about 8 foot tall now. Goes up to 12. Trusses will be delivered this week and roof structure thereafter. We piped everything inside the walls so there's no surface mounted electrical. Everything's good. All the flood vents came in, and door and window. So all the parts that had to be ordered are already in. So we're on track to be done probably within 6 weeks.
You know, a little side thing I was going to throw out. I was talking with an uncle, and my great-grandfather was a volunteer fire chief, apparently. And there's apparently some ceremony that you're supposed to do when you rededicate a fire building or dedicate one. Have you guys ever heard of that?
I'm like vaguely aware that such a thing exists.
Pull the truck in every time and everybody yells or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if there's will to do that, we can certainly do it. But other than knowing something like that exists, you know, I don't know anything. But we can explore that.
Yeah, well, he lives in Pennsylvania, so there's a lot of old buildings that get restored.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a pretty big community to do when an old building gets...
Chief has to hop on one leg and turn 3 times.
Oh, we hang him from a tree and use him as a pinata. Kids love it.
There's, I think, you know, you're like kind of half-joking, but this summer, I mean, if it weren't for Potato Patch, we kind of wouldn't even be in business this summer. There's been so much going on up there, and the community is aware that the truck that's up there at the firefighter's house has been first on scene and stuff, and so that actually might be a pretty good community building type of thing if we can figure out what that ceremony actually is.
Yeah, I'll try to get some more details on it.
Do a little digging and see if I can find.
Yeah, but apparently there's a procedure to it.
I'm sure, yeah. So, I'll dig up.
Every building, I worked in Hawaii for 3 years, and every building that we built had a blessing. Probably the same thing. But you couldn't build a building without having a formal blessing.
Huh.
So you could combine your blessings. Turn this into an event, man. Come on.
All right. Well, sorry to take it on a turn there, but I thought that was something kind of
interesting.
Yeah,
no, I think we should look into it.
Interest.
It would be good relations
yeah.
with the folks up there. I mean, there's still, like, you know, two people who don't want the fire truck up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be good.
No, we should do one for old number one here.
Carry this too far. Do anything we want.
Okay. All right. That's old business. Do we vote on concluding that one?
No.
Move on? Okay. New business?
I don't have anything.
Bill?
No.
Okay.
Nope. But things are rocking along pretty well.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to community announcements. Lauren?
Far-wise, well, we completed two wildfire risk assessments recently, and we've got one, possibly two, pending. The DOC crews working on the EQIP project have two properties started up on Big Bug Mesa. They got pulled off to go to a grass fire in Wickenburg, and then they got pulled off of that to go to the cellar fire. That's where their oil pump went out on their chipper, and the chipper is now in the garage being repaired, and they can't come up and finish their job here until the chipper's repaired. So I'm waiting on word when they'll be back, and we've got quite a bit of slash on two properties on Big Bug Mesa to clean up.
Lauren, it's the law of unintended consequences with those large equipments, isn't it?
There's chippers.
It's been my problem this year is equipment breakdowns.
Yeah.
Can I go back for a minute, too? Rudy mentioned the refrigerator that we have there in the kitchen. We didn't realize what that piece of equipment was, I don't believe. Rudy estimates the value to be about $10,000.
Yeah, that's 11 years old. They're about 14 grand new now.
Oh, my gosh. And this one has been a lifesaver for us where we were operating with two home-style refrigerators, never had room for anything in there. And Carl Zimmerman gave us that out of his business. It's really been a godsend for us for and useful. Anyway, that's just interject.
Service and ready to go.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else, Lauren?
That's all on the part of it.
All right. Thank you. Walker Community Action Alliance?
We've had two very successful Sunday Saturdays. We've got another one scheduled for August the 31st at 1 p.m. here at the fire station. And we have a meeting this afternoon, a membership meeting for the WCAA. It'll be at the Third Shot Coffee at the mall at 1:30 p.m.
Okay. Any other?
Not here.
I'll just add one thing to you, Bill, where you asked about the lease agreement for the building up on Big Bug. I believe that was a 20-year with renewables after that. I'll pull the original out for you and get you a copy so you can take a look at it. We continue. I think we added more gravel about 4 or 5 months ago up there and then cleaned up. We always have erosion from that bank. We took that out. I believe this last week we sprayed it for weeds again because we try to keep those under control. So I think the outside of the building is kept up real nice right now. And as far as the lease goes, I know it's not an automatic renewal, but I believe it's written in there. But I think we're at least 10 years away from even needing to do anything. So, but I'll get you a copy of it so you have it.
Okay, thanks, Mark. That's great.
Okay, you cut up?
Yep.
All right, let's see. Next, we're moving into public forum. Yes, ma'am.
Two things. Whatever happened to the water tank? Last thing that was mentioned on it, I think Johnny O even said put it out for a 1-cent bid. No, that's been a discussion for X, and I didn't park in back, so I don't know if it's...
Oh, it's closed up. So we...
Sitting back there or not.
The plan was to put it up for an auction when we had Walker Day.
Yeah.
So luckily, we had someone come up for Walker Day pretty much right away, and they gave us $500, full payment for it, and towed it out of here.
Oh, my God.
So it was fantastic. It was really good.
Well, I know it was a thorn.
Yeah. No, we couldn't get rid of the thing. But,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It was fantastic. Someone came right up, $500, took it away, and gave them the title.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's terrific. And then was a new permit granted for the Potato Patch building due to the size change?
We didn't change it.
So you're not putting that vehicle, that Roger, that you wanted in there?
Mm.
So it's staying 15 by 25?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
20.
Well, okay, as long as we're explaining these things as they happen, the cost, they would have had to renew the permit process, which is like $8,000 or $10,000. They couldn't just add on to the permit that they already had. So it just wasn't cost effective. Plus, they would have to do some communications up in the Potato Patch with their membership. So it was just simpler to leave it the way it was.
I thought at last month's meeting we talked that the building was 15 by 25.
No. It's the same size as the big box station.
Which is?
20 by 28.
Well, there sure was a lot of confusion last month. You were out measuring the vehicle, et cetera, and...
It had to do with the length of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is it just wasn't going to work. We came in too late for this requested change, and it was something that we didn't plan on when we first asked for the building up there. It was just an, oh, by the way, we could do it the other way, but it was too far down the road to make the change. If push comes to shove in the future, we'll have to remodel that building.
Okay. Any others? Anyone else?
This last power outage we had, it's hard to get any information, and the longer they last, I usually have my radio on for that, and this time it went on longer than the power on my radio, so if something happens, there's no way I can find out because landlines are dead. Anything we can do about that, or an extra battery, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an operations thing. We can talk offline and try and figure something out. Get me a battery is easy enough.
Well, I would assume that would be a problem for all of us. You've got to notify them that there's a fire and the phones are all down, so your active 911 doesn't work. If your radios are out, then how are you notifying people, firefighters, that there's
issues
that
they're needed? Okay, well, I mean, we can talk offline. I mean, that's an operational thing. We can talk about that offline.
Okay.
Okay. First off, I don't know who was talking there about the power outage.
Bob Mesa.
Who is that? Huh?
Bob Mesa.
Oh, Bob. Okay. Yeah, the handheld radios, if they ran out of power, then, you know, that's an issue. But power outages are a thing we've lived with there for a long time. And for the rest of the people, other than the firefighters, everybody's going to get notified by the sheriff's department. They're going to be out there very quickly knocking on doors, especially if the power's out and there's a fire that puts everybody in danger. So that's the backup plan for power outages. Communications as far as the radios... And extra batteries, that's something you can talk to Roger about. But the power outages are something that we haven't had them in recent years as much as we have had in the past. And this one was, what, several hours long? And for whatever reason, you know, that they weren't able to get to it quick enough to fix it. But in terms of the landlines, that power doesn't really affect the landlines. Even when we had no power, our landline phones still work because they supply their own low-voltage power.
Those batteries die pretty rapidly on that repeater, John.
Yeah.
same old dial-up one.
You're talking about the repeater up on the mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the same thing at ours, Mark. For that reason, we just have an old...
We have a rotary phone.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, honestly, when Eva left one, and I took a look at it, when we were given
it, oh, shit, we don't know. It's hard to find. I know. We've
been looking. All right, so that's... Okay. Yeah, all right.
Anything else?
I got a question about the trees are taken out. Who's that? Are they working nights? I mean,
oh,
I go by in the morning, and all these trees are gone. I think they were here yesterday.
And that's the U.S. Forest Service. That's a Lakes Creek project.
Oh.
And they've got a masticator up there working. And I never see them working either,
yeah,
so I don't know if they're working at night.
You drive by at night, it's like a sci-fi movie. I want one of those.
Trailer.
That's a cool, cool toy. What is going on here? And then you go back the next morning, and all the trees are gone.
That's a 500-acre project.
Okay.
Wow.
Because they got the big equipment out there, the big stuff.
It's from Lynx Lake up to Walker.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of coverage right there.
Wow.
That's brutal.
At night. All right. So if no other public questions, we'll move on to the board discussion about any of the comments. So...
You've already done that, Lance.
Yeah, I think I've
done that.
Yeah. So at this point, I would make a motion for adjournment.
Okay. I'll second it.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.